Hey, Susie, tell everyone about the Ultimate Opportunity Savings Account.
Listen up, everybody. If you want to start the best savings account out there, all you have to do is go to MyAlliant, Alliant.com, open up an account, put in $100 a month every single month for 12 consecutive months, and guess what? At the end of that time, Alliant will give you $100. And while the money's in there, you're going to be earning about 3%. It is the best way for you to save. And while you're there, why not take the Stay Smart in 24 quiz? Yeah, everybody.
Thursday, July 14th, 1 week before what?
Yeah.
My birthday.
It's your birthday.
It's your birthday. It's my birthday.
Are you excited about your birthday?
No.
What do you mean no?
I'm not excited about my birthday. There's only one thing that I'm excited about, and that's to go fishing with you in British Columbia.
But you'll be okay if I can't go, right?
We're going.
Oh, God, everybody.
Okay,
everybody. All right.
Let's do this.
All right. So, KT, bring everybody up to date. Since we were last on the podcast with them, so much has happened. We did a fishing contest.
And we won.
We did.
Did we tell everyone we won?
No.
Okay. So, that was the July 4th family weekend fishing contest.
We
were so excited.
Bombed out by By lightning.
Yeah. We won. We won the contest, everyone. And we even got a prize, which we didn't expect. And we got a beautiful plaque. We won for the largest snapper and the overall best anglers of the day.
I'll post a picture of it.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want us to post one of you, me, and Colo, or just Colo with it?
No, the one of Colo with our winning fish is fabulous because he's so big that you can see how big the fish was. Well, no, post the one of the three of us because we're so little next to him that the fish will look even bigger.
So it was a 9-pound snapper.
It was 10.
No, it was not. Do not exaggerate, Miss Travis.
It was 10.
Actually, it was 8.8 ounces.
No, it was a big fish.
Do not listen to her, everybody. But the true point of the matter is the next fish, to give you an idea, in that category was like 1.5 pounds. Nobody had ever seen a snapper as big as this one.
And we ate it. We tell them we ate it. The next night, the next day, because we freeze it. We don't freeze it. We put it on ice and to brine it overnight on ice and salt water.
But also, let's tell everybody why it took so long to repair everything at our house.
We got hit by lightning, but we told everyone that, didn't we?
But why did it take so long?
What do you mean why it took so long?
So everybody be very careful.
A whole team had to come over to repair it.
So five people came over.
A whole
to have to
team
fix
came.
The air conditioning people, the electrical people, the roofing people. But here's
and the computer smart house guy that had to string it all together.
So here's advice that I'm going to give to all of you before we start the Ask Susie Ann
KT
Anything podcast. All right. Which is be very careful if you ever build a house, you buy a house, and they have a smart system in it, which means that you push one button and you can control the lights anywhere
Everything. In
the house. So at night, when we want to turn all the lights out in the house, I can push one button next to my bed, bam.
Boom.
Or I can turn on one room and the other. The problem with that is that if one module goes out, you can't operate anything. And right now, those modules are on back order till February 2023.
We were so lucky that our contractor happened to have a spare because he put the same smart system in his home. So we were super lucky that
Otherwise, we would have been without lights till next February 2023. The part of the house, romantic. However, which was you just flip on the switch and you have to flip it off and it only controls that room, but all the guest rooms, everything, they were fine. It was our half.
No, it was the kitchen, the living room, the dining room, and our whole living suite and our recording studio, most of all. We didn't have power.
Right. So we had power, but then they had to disconnect the power.
Nothing could work.
To fix the power.
But anyway, we're all good and now. We're ready to get on with this and tell you everything you need to know.
All right, okay. Then.
The 14th of July.
But here's what we're going to do for the 14th of July. For the rest of this summer, KT wants to do rapid fire.
Yeah.
She is only taking small, short, easy to understand questions. So if you want to get on the podcast, you write to AskSuzyPodcast, S-U-Z-E, @gmail.com. If they're short, or if you go on to the Women in Community app, and they are short. She's gonna select them. All right, Travis, go for it.
Are we ready for it? Okay. So Thursday, July 14th.
How many times you want to tell them this is July 14th?
Well, we're just getting ready for my birthday. Okay, here we go. First question is from Jennifer. Again, a Series I bond. What do you have to pay tax on? Your contribution and interest, or just the interest earned?
Just the interest earned, girlfriend. And you only have to pay it on the federal level, not the state level.
Great.
And you don't have to pay it till you redeem your bond. Next one, girlfriend.
Okay, next one's from Jasper. So, Susie, do you still think we should dollar cost average into index funds?
You bet I do. As long as you have 5, 10, or 15 years or longer till you need the money, it may very well be till 2027 until these markets truly come back.
Ooh.
Oh, you should see your face.
I know that makes me nervous. But next question is going to, you better address this one. So from Francis, Susie, will oil stocks come back up?
Depends. All right. That is why a few weeks ago, I think it was on a Sunday, I said to all of you, if you have a profit in XLE, if you got in a long time ago, you might want to think about taking it. Oil and oil stocks have come down tremendously. However, they are still paying a serious, serious dividend. And since all of you were under total instructions, total directions to only dollar cost average into anything, as the price started to come down, you started to buy it at a lesser price. That meant the interest that you were making went up. And will oil return? I still think it might.
Okay, good. Next question is from Bethany. So Bethany said, Susie, could you please do a Susie school on retirement? Oh, can I answer this? Bethany,
like Susie, I have a choice, everybody.
Susie has the most fabulous new book right now.
KT, it's over 2 years old.
It's not new. It's new for Bethany because she doesn't have it. Go and get Susie's book, Retirement Guide for 50 Plus.
Yes.
It's going to give you all kinds of advice, whether you're self-employed, whatever you need to do, and that's what you should do.
And
but
really,
here's her question. And why would a business buy Series I bonds?
A business would buy it because you, as a person, want to buy more than $10,000 of Series I bonds. So you can buy $10,000, which is the max for a person.
Mm-hmm.
You could buy $10,000 for a business, same mm-hmm. Social Security number if you want, and same thing as a trust. Also, I just want to say, KT, if you're going to buy the Ultimate Retirement Guide for 50 plus, buy it through SusieOrman.com/ultimate.
$10. Oh, yeah, that's right. $10 versus like, what is it, $25 or something?
No, $17 at Amazon.
Yeah.
But it includes shipping. What a deal.
I know. Everyone should get
that. I think we're losing money on it.
Well, I think you wanted to make sure everyone had
it. Yeah. What else is new?
We don't care about the money. We want to make sure you know the answers. Okay, Leslie. Hi, Susie. You've probably answered this question 100 times already.
Let me guess. It's on I-bonds.
It said, should I, and this is, you're not going to like this one. She recently retired. She's getting bombarded by financial advisors every day. Some of them say I should put my 403B into an annuity. Others say annuities are not the way to go. What is your advice, Susie? Can I answer this again?
Just tell everybody the look on my face.
You don't want to know the look on Susie's face, Leslie, but why do you have all these financial advisors? Just look in the mirror. That's what Susie said. That's the best one out
there. No, I say if you want to find the best financial advisor in the world, look in the mirror. Because why, KT? Nobody cares more about your money than you. High five, girl.
Yeah,
high
baby.
High baby.
Got it.
All right. So
what's her advice?
So here's the thing. It depends on the needs that you have for this money. If you need this money to provide income for you, then maybe a portion of it could go into an annuity that pays you income. Should you go into an annuity, especially since you're in a 403B and you're going to do an IRA rollover with it? Are you out of your mind? No way, especially with the markets going down. I'm sure they're going to say you need to go into a variable annuity. I would not at this point in time be going into an annuity. I'd rather see you go into a 2-year treasury note, 3.5%, if you want to keep your money safe. Go on.
Okay, next one is from Bill. I like this one. Bill, I love the first line. First, he said he loves the podcast, have learned so much from both of us, but ready for this?
Are you telling me that somebody is saying they've learned something from you?
From both of us. And here you go.
Bill, you just did a horrible thing to me.
Wait, Bill.
Now she's going to take her answers seriously.
I do.
Which she should.
Here's what Bill said. I'm 66 years old and thinking forward. Ready? When I get to 70... and if I have an RMD and make withdrawals, can I open a Roth IRA and place those funds after paying taxes into the Roth account? So, Bill, what's this whole thing about thinking forward?
KT, wait. Look at that question closely.
Yeah.
What is absolutely 100% wrong about that question? When he gets to 70.
Yeah. What do you mean when you get to 70?
No. When does RMD start?
72.
That's what's wrong. Bill.
Bill, you better think forward a little longer. It's not till you're 72.
So required minimum distributions do not start now until you're 72. And they're actually thinking about moving it to almost 75.
That's good.
So can you take that money? And when you do make a withdrawal, open up a Roth IRA, you can, as long as you have earned income. All
okay.
Right.
So next is from Teddy.
However, KT, do you know if the money was in a Roth IRA to begin with, he would never have to take required minimum distribution.
No, he would not.
He would not.
That's thinking really forward and safe. So next question is from Teddy. So Teddy wants to buy Series I bonds for her children. What is the best way to do that?
Well, you know, it depends. Are your kids under the age of 18? Because if they're under the age of 18, you can only buy them as a minor account from your I bond account. However, let's say they're over the age of 18, and you want to buy them a gift. You can buy as many people as you want a gift of an IBON, and it stays in what's called a gift account under your account, and you don't have to actually give it to them until you want to.
And what's the minimum amount for an IBON?
$25.
Yeah.
So
you can,
you know what I'm going to do?
You can keep buying those like every year.
So I'm going to put on the Women and Money app on my wall there, you know, about what I'm up to, the actual procedure of how you would open up a gift account.
Perfect.
So
there you
again,
go,
you can download the Women in Money app by going to Google Play or Apple app. She is now telling me to speed up.
Because this is my rapid fire. Come on, this is my rapid fire.
I'm not saying anything. Go on.
Okay, ready? This is from Josephine. Hi, Susie. I've just joined the Women in Money community a couple months ago. Wanted to sign up for an Alliant account so I can open a savings account. It asked me how I am eligible for the account. None of the options apply. What can I do? First of all, Josephine, same thing happened to Susie and me. So when you go to a credit union, you have to join a credit union. So tell her how to do that.
So basically, if you really go there and you read it, it says if none of these things apply to you, then you just become a member of Foster to Success. And Alliant Credit Union will pay the $5 for you to be a member of that, which is a fabulous organization. And then you can also be a member of Alliant Credit Union. Just that simple.
Yeah.
Go back and read carefully.
Easy, easy, easy. This is from Kim. Kim Krug. I like that name. Kim Krug.
Because you like Krug champagne.
I do, but I just like the name Kim Krug. Nice name. Hi, KT and Susie. I listened to the iBond podcast. Good for you, Kim. Question, if an iBond is in my dad's trust and he dies, can my sister and I, who are named in the trust as receiving 50-50 of dad's assets, can we each take over half of his iBonds in our names, or will they have to be redeemed?
It depends. So when your father dies, somebody is going to have been named trustee, successor trustee. Who is the trustee over everything when your father's no longer alive? That's the person who decides, do the iBonds get redeemed? Do they get transferred into your names or not? So it will be the trustee that you really need to work with to decide what happens.
And Kim may be the trustee, right?
Could be the trustee.
Great.
So Kim, then you may actually transfer these into your own name. And once you do so, you will owe taxes on it from the time it gets into your name and then continues to grow.
Can she transfer it to both her and her sister? It's Kim. Because Kim, I don't know. I think my sister and I.
That can still be a brother.
So Kim, whether you're a sister or brother, can Kim transfer the iBonds from daddy into her? Or his, can they transfer them into the names of the siblings each other, 50-50?
Depends if the trustee is allowed to do that via the trust. So if everything's left to them,
I'm sure
the trustee then will do that.
Okay.
Right, but that's all. So it's really very simple.
The answer is yes, that you can transfer dad's iBonds to you and your
But you're going to have your own individual treasurydirect.gov account.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Now, next question. Again, this is a little, made me a little sad. Susie, what happens if I do not have anyone to be the successor or trustee of my trust? This is an issue I have. So this is from Patricia, but Patricia, I can answer this one too.
Go on.
Our trust lawyer, Janet, that Susie and I have a trust lawyer. Our trust lawyer, Janet, is the successor trustee
for many
of her clients.
Yeah.
For that same reason.
So don't feel sad that you're in that situation.
Yeah.
There are many people that don't have family members or friends for whatever reason that they feel are capable of doing that or that they trust enough to do that. So there are lawyers, there are banks. I recommend a lawyer before a bank that steps in when you can't do it to be a trustee. You know, KT and I have often talked about, should we have certain people that work for us, like Barbara or, you know, people who really manage significant parts of our money, should they be our trustee more than
family members?
So I get that, but you can do that. Don't let that stop you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, next question is from Tommy. Hi, Susie. Do you think I-bond rates will go up in November?
Well, Tommy, given that yesterday the CPI, Consumer Price Index, came out and inflation is still going up, it's at 9.1%, it's very possible that they could go up. It's more probable that they're going to either stay the same or they may go down a little. We'll have to see what CPI is over the next month or so.
And then my last question is from Nelson. Hey, girlfriend, is now an okay time to buy 20-year U.S. Treasury bonds at 3.5%?
It is.
But
I'm not exactly sure I would do that, only because what's going to happen here very shortly is because inflation was up the other day, yesterday, more so than anybody thought it was going to be, except for me. Didn't I tell you inflation hadn't peaked? Didn't I tell you inflation was going to continue up? It is very possible that the Feds will raise the Fed funds rate by another 0.75% or 1%. So interest rates may continue to go up, even on treasuries. So I don't think I would lock in for 20 years right now. You know, remember I said that I would tell you when I thought it was time to buy long-term treasuries. I'm still into 2-year, up to 5-year treasury notes, just so you know, KT.
It's my quizzy time.
It is your 1 week before your birthday.
And it's quizzy time.
Quizzy time.
All right, what
Aren't
you got
you
for me?
I'm curious what I got you for your birthday.
We're going fishing. That's our present for
you
each
You think
other.
That's the only thing I got you?
Yeah, that's all I want. I don't need anything else.
You don't need it, but you're going to love what I made for you.
You made me something?
Would I? Well, how else would I give you a present?
Well, you said got what I got you.
Well, I
what,
made
it's, what you
it made. Yeah. And in my head, it's what I got you because I made it.
Okay. All right. So
you're actually going to love it.
Okay. You didn't need to do anything because just going fishing was enough.
Anyway, this is from Ellie. Hi, Susie. My partner and I have both bought, listen closely, $10,000 of I-bonds this year. Now, everybody, when I ask KT a quizzy, I'm also asking you, because I want you to be able to answer all of these questions. That is the goal here. So, can you verify that we can legally give each other another $10,000 as a gift? Remember, the most somebody can buy in their individual name per year of a Series I bond is $10,000.
So if that's true and they each have $10,000 in their own personal name, I don't think you can give a gift to that person that already has $10,000 in the same year. I don't think you can do that.
So you can't do that as a way to get around the $10,000 limit?
No.
So
I don't think so.
Are you sure about that?
Well, you can do it other ways. You can buy.
No, that's not what they're asking. That's not what they're asking. Can you give it to another person as a gift? Not can you open up a trust account? Not can you do it as a business? We all know you can do that.
You can give it to another person that doesn't have it already, I think.
And what if they do? They've already done it. They each have.
I don't think you can. I don't think you can.
You don't think so?
I don't know.
Oh, he's so cute.
I don't think you can.
So
maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm right.
But maybe you are wrong and maybe you are right. So ding, 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 ding.
Okay, so what part's right, part's wrong?
So
I'm a 50-50 today, everybody.
When you buy a gift for somebody, especially if they're over 18, which is why I want you to go to the Women in Money app.
On the wall, you're going to post
wall.
That.
So I'm going to show you exactly how you do that.
Oh, good.
Right? You can give them a gift. And when you give them a gift, it stays in your account, in your gift box. So even though you already have $10,000 this year as an individual, I could buy $10,000 for you and put it in my gift box for
you. Is that my birthday present?
No way, right? I cannot transfer that gift to you because you already have $10,000 this year. So you cannot use this as a way to get around the $10,000 max per person.
So it stays in the box.
So it stays in the box. You can then let it grow in the box. The interest rate accumulates in the box. You get it in your name when you don't put $10,000 in your individual name.
Okay.
But there's something interesting about that, KT. I want to lock in right now the 9% rates on these, right?
There's advantages of doing that box.
So I give it to you as a gift. I keep it in my gift box for you. And now it's accumulating at whatever the interest rate's going to be November. So it's growing at these larger interest rates. And then maybe 5 years from now, when interest rates aren't as high, or 4 years from now, then I gift it to you. And that's the year that you decide not to put $10,000 of your own money in.
You could do that every year while it's high.
That's right.
And then when it starts to get, when it's not that competitive, then I just stop investing $10,000. I stop buying I-bonds and you just gift me those boxes.
That's right.
Ooh, let's do that.
All right, but I can only gift you $10,000 worth a year
whatever
it's accumulated. Mm-hmm. So it is a very interesting technique. Mm.
Wait a minute. So that was pretty smart question, Ellie. Good for you.
Well, Ellie wasn't asking me that. Ellie was trying to get around the $10,000 limit per person, right? But what Ellie can do is exactly what I said.
Click the button, check the
box. So now that I just said that to Ellie, I think I'm going to give you $10,000 and you're going to give me $10,000 and keep it in our gift boxes.
Okay, we could do that.
All right, sweetheart.
All right. Well, that's a wrap for July 14th, everybody.
Yes, it is.
Sunday. Well, let's tell everyone.
I know what else I want to tell everybody. Yeah. You know what happened today with Alliant?
Oh, yeah, baby. Alliant raised it to 1.2.
Yeah, 1.20%.
1.20. It's going up, 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 up.
And the reason I'm telling you this is obviously Alliant is being aggressive in terms of raising that interest rate as soon as it makes sense to do so. So those of you who have deposit with Alliant Credit Union, all of you should be pleased at how many interest rates. I mean, within a month, we've gone from 0.60% to 1.2%. And for those of you who don't know, all of you should really look into myalliant.com. There you go, KT. Alliant. And look into the Ultimate Opportunity Savings Account, where you simply put in $100 a month, every single month for 12 consecutive months. And besides the 1.2% and rising interest rates as time goes on, at the end of that 12 months, you will get $100. Listen to the end of this podcast to learn all about it.
All the details
are there. But go to myalliant.com. I get thousands. All right, I'm sorry. We get
Thousands and thousands of emails
saying thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We got our $100. We're so happy. Because a lot of you only can save $100 a month. And you would need like $9,000 to get $100 of interest. So you're doing just fine if you get the Ultimate Opportunity
Savings Account.
KT, does my voice sound low to you today?
Yeah.
Why do you say it that way?
I don't know. You should have had one of these little pastilles.
What did you do with that little sucky?
It's over here on a piece of paper.
That is gross. All right. Anyway, until Sunday, there's only really one thing that we want you to know.
Everyone's going to stay. Everyone's going to.
Go on. You can do it. You can do this, KT.
We want you to be safe, secure. No, oh, we want
Jesus
you to be.
Please help me. Safe, strong.
Strong and secure.
Normally she has a little piece of paper with those three words on it.
Safe, strong, and secure.
And I moved it just to see what would happen today. And now we found out. All right, I'll see you
on Sunday.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Neither Susie Orman Media nor Susie Orman is acting as a certified financial planner, advisor, a certified financial analyst, an economist, CPA, accountant, or lawyer. Neither Susie Orman Media nor Susie Orman make any recommendations as to any specific securities or investments. All content contained in this podcast is for informational and general purposes only and does not constitute financial accounting or legal advice. You should consult your own tax, legal, and financial advisors regarding your particular situation. Neither Susie Orman Media nor Susie Orman accepts any responsibility for any losses which may arise from accessing or reliance on information in this podcast. And to the fullest extent permitted by law, we exclude all liability for loss, damages, direct or indirect, arising from the use of this information. The must-have documents discussed in this podcast are legal documents created by a lawyer and distributed by Hay House.